If the roar of the crowd gives you goosebumps, cashing a slip makes you grin, and above all, you love making your bookie cry, then you're in the right place. The number one spot for premier betting advice and wild opinions, shared with a fan base like no other. Welcome home. This is the Punch List MMA Podcast. Here are your hosts, Dale Lippin and Trey Van Buskirk.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are in here with the King of Sacramento himself, Max Payne Griffin. What's up, brother? Thanks for joining us, man.
I'm good, bro. How are you guys?
Trey?
I'm doing good. I know right before we jumped on, we were talking about the heat up in SoCal. I know it's hot down in San Diego. How's been training and the heat going?
It's triple digits right now. 104 today. It was hot as shit.
So no sauna for you. You're just
hot,
like
devil dick. Yeah, I went to Game Fit today. I swam today. I got training later, but it's fucking hot.
Right. So it looks like you're doing a little get ready or stay ready so you don't have to get ready kind of thing, man. Obviously, the $1 million question with every fighter is, when are you going in next? What's going on? I mean, fill us in, man.
It's interesting. We saw Carlos Condit wanted to fight this year. So we talked on that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know. Mm-hmm. So we sent a text. I hit my manager up, like, hey, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
So we got me after the fight. He said no. So
really?
You know, yeah. They don't win. Insider info, he might fight Matt Brown.
Okay.
Two legends kind of. Getting after it. But I've always wanted to fight Condit just because in WEC, I've always wanted to fight him. And listen, now we asked for that, though, today, actually. But Sean said he'll have something for me July, August. So.
July, August. Listen, maybe get on that big July, that 4th of July, July 11th card.
I was going to say, you could definitely show up to Carlos's coffee shop, though, spill a couple cups of coffee over the place and really start a rise.
No, I like Carlos. I'm a big fan of everything he does. His coffee and everything. Him as a fighter, but I've just always, I want to fight the best guys, you know. I like to fight the big names, so that's the only reason I'm here.
I've been trying to instigate a fight between Carlos and Dan Hardy. I want to see the rematch. Dan Hardy keeps talking about coming back. Every time Dan Hardy says anything about a comeback, I'm always like, you should fight Carlos. You should fight Carlos. it is what it is. So yeah, all right, man, cool. So July, so we're looking at the July time period. I mean, you're not the call out type. I mean, you sort of just kind of called out Carlos, but you know, we got anybody in mind outside of that?
Well, fuck, man. no in particular. It was just numbers. Like after my last two fights, man, the Morona fight. Fuck, man. And then the Oliveira fight, fucking close, man. After those fights, I was going to go out and call everyone the fuck out, you know? Mm-hmm. I didn't get the mic, though, so it's like, you can't really call anyone out. But I wanted numbers. I want good guys. And that's why Carlos was so hot, you know?
Right.
He's been gone for a little bit, but like I said, I want to fight guys that are good. I don't want to fight guys that are kind of all right or... You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it.
To me, it's like I want to fight the fucking pit bulls, the fucking
right.
Yeah,
you know.
Speaking of pit bull, let's talk about this because you talked about your fight with Oliveira. We talk about the Thiago Alves fight, dude. What is with you? You're the perfect guy to talk about this because Trey and I constantly go back and forth and rip apart judges. Mm-hmm. You've been on the bad end. I don't want to talk about losses. You've been on the bad end of a couple split decisions here, man. So let's talk about this. I thought you won both of them. I'm just being honest. I'm not saying that because you're on the show. Trey can vouch for me. I was livid because you know we make our money betting. So that's why I was mad. So obviously your investment's different than mine. So let me hear how bad MMA judges suck, man. Let me know.
They're burned, dog. They're burnt. They're all the way burnt, and I feel like something needs to be done. I mean, I say my worst call was in Brazil, bro. against Thiago Alves. Much love to my homie Thiago. Me and him are fucking brothers now. But the fucking judges. It's and just recently, this last card, there was some few fights that happened to me in Florida where I fought Bruno. I didn't do the research, but there should have been. You know, there's judges, I think, that gave Morono 30-27. And I fucked him up for two rounds. Yeah, I got kicked in the head. But, hey, I won those two other rounds, and I was winning that round for, like, he had 40 seconds of glory. And I get done like this. So, you know, I don't know. It's, I don't know what the fuck to do. I feel like these judges, I think maybe more judges.
Right.
Five judges or... You know, because I hear they're doing classes now. And
right.
They're watching fights and judging them. I've been in a couple of those. People hit me up, say, hey, we watched your fight fucking at the CSAC thing, and they thought you won. So it's like you watch these fights, and it's like, how's some guy that don't know shit?
Yeah.
I mean, dude, like the Thiago fight. There's these, like, world rankings on. You know, there's websites where there's the scorecards, like Global, you know, and these judges are fucked. I don't know.
tell me how you really feel.
Penalty. Like, they need to get suspended. Like, something needs to happen where these Joe Schmoes are just picking these fights. It's not right. There has to be some kind of appeal or...
You know... Max, the one thing I think that's really rad about you, though, I've noticed over time, though, you've had all these completely yo-yo, back-and-forth decisions and shit, but the thing is, a lot of people have looked to you for inspiration because you've always talked about your growth in regards to these poor decisions and split decisions. You know, looking forward, you talked about, you know, I want to fight the best, and your career is riddled with some of the best names. So the cool thing is you've implanted yourself there, but you've just unfortunately been on the bad side of some decisions. So kind of going forward, what's kind of your thoughts? Like, is it calling out the big name or is it kind of revising yourself back into the ranking system to really kind of get a push?
I need a big win this next fight. And I'm going to get it. I mean, if I have to go out and put my fucking hands down and fucking be fucking around, that's what I'm going to do this next fight, you know? It's I'm going all out, man. Not to say that I didn't go out before, but it's hard to fight guys that watch you and then they don't want to engage. It's like, okay, well, we don't. It's hard to chase a fucker the whole time. It is. It is. Yeah. Believe me, it's harder than it seems. You know what I mean? Why can't I get in on him? He doesn't want to get hit. So he's not. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm ready to stand in there, drop my hands in the middle and talk shit and fucking, especially with these judges, or not the judges, but how it is now.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You can hear everything and there's no crowd.
Absolutely.
I'm ready.
Before we get away from the judges though, we've talked about the idea of open scoring, where if you knew what the judges were scoring in between rounds, so that way going in, you knew where you stood. Is that something that you think you'd like, or that's a no-go?
You kind of know. You know what the fucking score is.
Right.
Usually.
Right.
But I mean, if they're skewed, right? If the judges are bad, you could have whooped that fool's ass for two rounds and they say you're losing.
Yeah.
The judges would have to still, I mean, it might help, but I figure you know you're getting your ass whooped for two rounds if you were.
Right.
I mean, you kind of know as a fighter. But the judges, I feel like they need some kind of accountability.
Sure.
They need accountability because they make these fucking calls and then people just talk shit online and kind of where it ends. But, you know, I've missed a few fucking win bonuses. You know what I mean? Right. I'm like... You know what I mean?
I know, but you're also a contender for fight of the night. So every time you step in the octagon,
I fight my heart out.
That's what I'm saying. So where does that come from?
That's a huge thing that I have in my corner is that I want to fight, and people could watch my fight and feel it. They feel that I want to fight, and I'll die in there. They don't like me to say that. The UFC's right. Like, don't say you're dying. I'm dying. I will. And you can't, you know, people want to see that. So after my, like, I fought Oliveira in March, when I walked out the arena, it was this kid. We stayed at the New York. So we walked across. It's like connected.
Yeah.
To T-Mobile. But I signed took probably like 500 pictures.
After the fight?
Oh my God, you're fine. That's Max Payne. Oh my God. Everyone loved it. They love it. You're like, you know, those girls. If it wasn't for those girls, you would have a fight. You know?
Right.
You can take my money.
That was
much respect to Wally Zhang and JJ, but I want to fight. I just do.
So, I mean, you're a blood and guts fighter, man. Like you said, you're willing to go out every time you come in, you know, whether you got to be carried out or not. So what headspace are you in going into a fight? Like as you're making the walk, some guys are dancing, some are singing, some are serious. What kind of headspace do you have to put yourself in a headspace? Do you know? I mean, where does that come from?
It's all fun and games until, you know, I get my hands right back there.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to think about it. It's stressful.
Sure.
It's stressful to know you got to go out there and fight in front of a million people. It is. I don't care how many times you fought. So I'm trying not to think about it. Believe it or not, I don't ignore it, but I don't focus on it. I'm just kind of out there doing my shit. But time flies on fight day. I don't give a shit if you're fighting at 7, you're fighting at 3 in the morning in fucking Brazil. You wake up, that clock is fucking spinning. You're like, shit. But I do this thing. I power up my chi. I'm really into energy and all that shit. So before I go out, I do my little chi exercise. It's like a Super Saiyan. I've done it for like 14 years since I started fighting. This guy taught me, and I've used it every time. My coaches grab each one of my arms. I do this like crazy dragon breath. I can't do it now, but I do it, and they pull my arms down like at the same time on both sides. I do 3 breaths, and the last breath, my hands touch the ground. And then when I come up, fuck, I'm on fire, dog. Like, like I'm underwater. It's hard to explain. Like my eyes squint,
right?
And, like they're smaller. I don't know. But I feel like I'm underwater in a fucking pool. And then it's just kill time. After that, it's just.
So you said that it's stressful in front of like, you know, thousands of people. But now with COVID.
Until you do that. For me, anyway.
Okay. But with COVID in place and possibly having to fight Apex or wherever in front of no crowd, what's more stressful to you?
I mean, I haven't fought. With no crowd, but I like it.
Like it.
I've actually been enjoying the fights more. I hear the punches. I feel it. I feel like I have more emotion in it. It's your own emotion. It's not the crowd.
Yeah.
I fought with the crowd. Someone will throw something. But back in the day, I fought this dude, Baseman. He threw these like spinning heel kicks that were like 5 feet away. You know what I mean? Like, but the crowd's like, you know what I mean? So the crowd sways the judging.
Yes.
But I enjoy it. I feel like you could hear your corner more. You could hear their corner. It's like being in the gym with your coaches fighting some fucking new dude. You know? I like it.
Let's talk about that though, because you said 2 things now. You said you're able to hear your coaches. And you said you're willing to die in there. And that's the big thing with these fights that happened this last week with Anthony Smith. He said the same thing. I'm willing to die in there. And everybody was criticizing James Krause and them boys.
There's a difference between getting your fucking ass whooped and dying out there. If I'm dying out there, I'm fucking fighting. I'm throwing. I have a chance.
Right.
You know what I mean? There have been times where my coach, like, I fought a... Eliza Zaleski dos Santos.
Yeah.
In Brazil. Beautiful fight. They got a fight at night. But after that, I fucked him up that first round. But he caught me at the end of the round.
Sure.
And I was fucking on ice skates, bro. Mm-hmm. And my coach grabbed me. Dave Marinova grabbed me. fucking carried me to the fucking stool.
Yeah, I remember.
All right, son, you know? You're going to be all right, you know? And I'm sitting there like, fuck. Right, breathe a little bit. I'm good. He's like, oh, you're good.
Right.
But I have no, I mean, yeah, that was hard to watch with Anthony Smith. He was getting his fucking dog shit beat out of him.
Right.
No chance. I mean, you always have a chance, usually, but sure. He was getting pummeled. There's never just this. Oh, you could fucking quote this. I don't know. I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
You're fine.
He had 3-10-8, almost had 3-10-8 rounds.
Yeah.
There have never, ever in history been 3-10-8 rounds. The only reason it was not a 10-8 round because he got stopped in the fifth.
Mm-hmm.
So he was getting damage.
Sure.
You know, that's different than fighting. You know, right. You're fighting, you're landing.
Right.
It's different than just getting beat on the ground like a fucking sack of potatoes for 15 minutes. That's different. You know? It's that's different. I'd want my people to call that, you know?
So you've had actually in a couple of your fights, you've had Jason Herzog as your ref. How much of the blame are you actually putting on him versus
he's a good ref, dude.
He's a good ref,
yeah,
right?
I love Jason Herzog. He's a good ref. He'll let you fight. Backstage, like, Matt, you're fucking, yeah, he was my ref. Yeah, he's been my ref a few times.
Yeah.
He'll let you get fucked up. You know?
That's
we
good.
Want that. We want that.
Yeah. Right.
But he'll tell us backstage, hey, Max, if you know, you're taking a little too much damage, fucking give me a thumbs up or, you know.
Yeah. But does he mess with his hair a lot? Does he mess with his hair a lot?
With the hair? He uses his hands a lot.
Yeah. Okay. He's real handsy. He looks like he's got a high motor. He does look like he's high strung a little bit. That's good.
No, he is. He's solid, though. He's been rough a few times. And whenever I get him, I'm like, hell yeah, you know?
At least you know you get a fight. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Cool. We're good, you know?
Right. So let me ask you this. So obviously, I mean, we're talking about July, August with the fight game, you know, sort of let's switch speeds a little bit. You know, you're a big built athletic dude. I mean, you know, was it always fighting? Did you start playing? Was it football, basketball, soccer, and then transition to fighting? Did you start with wrestling? How did we get from, you know, was it scrappy teenager to UFC welterweight? How did we get there? What's the superhero genesis story here?
I actually did martial arts when I was young.
Right.
Bakfu, which is a mix. It's like a hybrid, kind of like MMA, because not all martial arts works. Like Taekwondo, they can't punch for shit, but they can kick. You know, Kung Fu, they can flow. So it's a mix of Taekwondo, Karate. Sorry, Kung Fu, Karate, Taekwondo, Judo, Jiu-Jitsu. So it's kind of like a hybrid. Looking back, it's like, that was kind of like a hybrid. So I did that from 4 to 13.
Okay.
Had a couple black belts, went to the world championships in Vegas. That was my shit. I was real good. You're talking about going to the Olympics, but it's every 4 years. So sure. I was burnt out when I was 13, you know. Quit, went to high school. High school is wild, you know. fucked a bunch of people up, you know, here and there. But I was say it's funny. I was at Reggae on the River, which is a reggae festival up in Humboldt County. Everybody heard of Humboldt. We went out there chilling with my boys. We did security. We had like a gig out there, so we do security every summer out there. And we're out there in a circle at the end, and it just hit me out of nowhere. It was like, you're gonna start fighting when you get back. And I'll tell everybody. I was like, it was like an epiphany. Like, I don't know if it was the bong or what.
But yeah, right. I was just going to say, dude, that's Humboldt, bong, epiphany. Reggae it all the sounds river, the same.
No, it, you know, might have been a mix of stuff, but it hit me, right? And I was like, I'm going to start fighting when I get back. And it's funny, that next day, that was a weekend. I had to recover on Sunday, but Monday we went to this rib festival and I saw one of my coaches, like Muay Thai coaches. It was just weird. It was just, my life happens where I think about shit and I see people and then it's just, it's too much of that all the time. And if I see the dude and he's talking about training, then here we are, man. I was 21 then. I'm 34 now, so 13 years. Yeah, since then, training. And I actually went back to my gym that I started at when I was a kid. My coach now, Dave Marinoble, was a world kickboxing champion then. So I went back to his gym. He's like a father figure, man. I've been there ever since.
I got you. I want to fangirl out for a second and tell you something that doesn't matter whatsoever amongst two grown men. Okay.
Oh boy.
You and I have the same birthday.
Do we?
We absolutely do. We're the same age, 29th? Same birthday, November 29th, bro. And we're the same age. I got you. We're the same.
Hey, we're special people, bro. I'm gonna go fuck.
Yeah.
No disrespect to anyone else on any other day. But them Sagittariuses, and especially November 29th,
right?
We're dope, dog.
So let me ask you this: so, do your parents have like a weird Thanksgiving story? Because I mean, as you know,
yeah,
at least here, I started the process on Thanksgiving Day, and then it bled over into the, you know, the thing. So, do you have like a turkey story or something like that associated?
Yeah, I was the turkey. I supposedly was born on Thanksgiving.
Right.
But every fucking 7 years or whatever they say it is. And I don't know if it was really Thanksgiving night, like after 12. Yeah. My mom's like, yeah, you were our turkey on Thanksgiving and all this shit. But
right.
I love Thanksgiving though. Shout out to Thanksgiving.
Foodie
for sure.
Thanksgiving and 4th of July, my two favorite holidays, for sure. All right, so let's talk about this real quick. I mean, obviously, so you gave us the superhero genesis story. Trey has been the butt of much criticism throughout our show because his lack of seeing combat sports movies. The man has never seen Bloodsport. So, let me ask you this.
Serious?
I know, right?
Dude, Rocky's better, dude. I feel like that just kind of fits
not.
The mold.
No.
Is it not? I can't say anything because I've never seen it.
Dude, the Kumite started all of this. Everything started with the Kumite.
Fight Island, bro, is going to be Bloodsport, bro.
It is. It is.
You can't talk about Fight Island without watching Bloodsport.
That's what I'm saying.
God, why am I on this interview right now? I'm just getting pounded.
Who's interviewing who here, huh?
Yeah, exactly. When did it switch?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So let me ask you. All right. So, I mean, as far as combat sports movies go, what's your favorite? Give me a top three.
Shit.
Yeah. I'm asking the hard-hitting questions today.
Kickboxer.
Oh, great one.
Bloodsport.
Of course, he says the two. I have no idea what they are.
You've never seen Kickboxer?
Rumble in the Bronx, but that's kind of like a different kind of movie.
That still counts, though.
Yeah, there were some badass ones, dude.
Best of the best?
Sonny
Come on.
Chiba? Oh, dude, best of the best, yeah.
I thought you were going to say best of the best.
Best of the best. Tommy! Yeah, best of the best, dude.
I for sure thought you were going to head off
Ninja
with Best
Turtles.
Of the Best. Yeah, okay. I can go with that.
I've seen that, yeah.
No, the old one where they're in the costumes, not the new one where it's CGI.
Yeah. Fuck. Okay. I'm talking about the old school.
Take it back.
I met Michelangelo and hit some pads with him in San Francisco like 6 years ago. The real
what?
No, listen to this.
Yes, please tell me the story.
Some fucking karate tournament thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to like, coach some guys or whatever. No one knows. It was, we're at this thing and they get on the mic and they say, we just announcing that the real Ninja Turtle, Michelangelo, is here and signing autographs and all this shit. I ran down those fucking stairs. in the bleachers. I was the first one. I cut kids in line. These new kids don't know shit. These 6, 7, 8-year-olds, they don't even see the old movies. I cut them off, push them to the side, and I was first to get autographs. I hit some pads with them.
Wow.
He's a short motherfucker, though.
Not
bad. He's over like 4 foot.
Oh, jeez.
But yeah, man, that was a moment I always remember.
Right. Sure. All right. So what about the, so isn't it the white, who is it? Is the white Power Ranger or the black Power Ranger that has fought MMA before? Do you, you know what I'm talking about? It's the white Power Ranger. Yeah.
The Green Ranger too.
Yeah, that's right. He was the Green Ranger.
He was the Green Ranger, and then he changed the. You don't know what the fuck we're talking about, do you?
God, this has been the worst conversation.
Come on, but yeah, listen, Trey's got homework.
Green Ranger and changed to the white Power Ranger.
Right. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. You know, Tommy was legit. Okay, so let me ask you this: Pink or Yellow Ranger?
Kelly or fucking Trini or?
I think it was Kim, wasn't it Kim? Was it Kim? Wasn't Kim the pink?
Kimberly and Trini. Kim?
Yeah. All right. So which one? We going pink or yellow? Yep. Pink for sure. Trey, you got so much help.
You guys are killing me right now.
Trini was so like a the beanpole, you know?
Oh, dude, totally.
Very
it's
nicely.
Like that awkward moment in high school. You're like, what the fuck is going on right now?
You'll be fine. We'll get you up to speed. We'll get you up to speed. No, that's great. All right. So we're talking about best combat sports movies. Absolutely. All right. So if it's, we're getting ready for a fight, right? We're sitting, are we listening to music? Are we hanging out in our own headspace? What are we doing to get ready? I know we do the breaths.
I've changed. I've transformed.
Okay.
I used to be all fucking tough and hit the bag. In my first fight, I'm hitting the bag in the back. Blah, 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 blah. You know, fucking hyped up, burn all my energy out. Now, I listen to reggae all day, man.
Okay.
Reggae just fucking keeps me just, like, we're not fighting. Like I said, I don't like to think about it. So reggae just puts me in that zone. I know I'm going to fight later, but I don't acknowledge it.
Right.
And the reggae keeps me just chill, man. Because once it's time to kill, then it's a different mode, and I don't like being like that for a long time.
Right.
I feel like that comes with a lot of experience, though, like to kind of take a more mellow approach and, like, think about it, you know? I was thinking about how much of it is related to, like, you've just got to go into the gym and put the work in versus how much do you have to, like, think from a marketing perspective, like, I've got to talk a bunch of shit, or I've got to go to these interviews and just make myself just look so flamboyant and out there just to get a fight. Do you have to, like, think about that at all or no?
I don't. I just be me, you know? And, you know, I can talk a little more shit, but I'm not fake. So, if someone was to talk some shit, I've had my share of talk. I've had my share of fucking shit talking. I fought David Mitchell, Cheeto Andrews. We've had, you look back, there's back like on the local circuit where there's been beef, me versus Team Alpha Male, fucking God. But now we train together, so we're good now. You know?
Yeah.
I fought two of their best guys in the local circuit.
Oh, nice.
For the belt, I was a champion, you know?
Yeah.
But it was always fucking beef, you know? Like,
for
I'm
sure.
Cool with a lot of the guys. The gym's 10 minutes from me, but they want me to lose, right? So teammates want me to lose, but I'm cool with them. And I'm like, fuck y'all. And then I fight and I win. And then they're like, oh, okay. And I did it again. My last fight before I got signed was against David Mitchell, former UFC guy. That's how I got the name, King of Sacramento. It was us versus them. And it's been years in the making. He got out the UFC. I haven't even fucking heard of him when he was in the UFC.
Right. You know,
I don't like him, so fuck him. but he came to the West Coast and went on like a 7-fight win streak. And at that time, I was fighting Tachi Palace. I was a Tachi Palace champion.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you're a bitch. Oh, you're scared to fight. I'm like, I'm already the champion in West Coast. So I went and dabbled down south. And then I finally got to fight him and knocked him out in 40-something seconds, I think.
So you've definitely taken it, like, the more reputable route. Like, that's a way more conservative champion-type mentality. But, like, when you entered the UFC in 2006, you fought Colby. And now you've seen what Colby's done from just talking shit, like, so flamboyantly.
Yeah.
What do you think of all that? Do you think it's just total horseshit? Or, like, are you thinking it's,
hey, dude?
Uh-huh.
We have a personal relationship, not personal, but you know what I mean. Fucking, we're cool, you know. Yeah. he's not like that. Like,
right.
He's more likable than he puts out.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people fucking need it. They're okay. They fucking hate him. You know? And I'm cool with that. Like, you like him? I'm like, yeah. He's a fucking idiot, you know? But he's good at being an idiot. And
right. It gets the job done. I like that character. If that character was like a person for real, I'd want to go drink a beer with him just to see what kind of trouble we could get into. That's just me personally. I'd be like, I need to take you public places because I need to see what happens whenever you get out in public. So it kind of bums me out that he's not, everybody has said exactly what you said, that he's not always like that, which kind of makes me sad a little bit because I kind of really wish that he was so incredibly abrasive. In such a tool, I really
you know. Rubs people the wrong way, like every time.
Right.
It probably takes a skill set to do that.
Absolutely.
Oh, for
absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
So, you know, I know this has been a little bit tough for you, Trey, because I didn't realize that Max had such a history with Team Alpha Male. Trey is a Team Alpha Male stan for sure. It's one of the biggest debates we get on in the show when a Team Alpha Male fighter is fighting, whether or not we're going to make a play on them. So I didn't know that. I wasn't trying to.
I've been up to SAC.
I have a long history with Alpha Male. Like my coach, Dave Marinoble, used to coach Uriah. And if you look at his old, like Gladiator Challenge, King of the Cages, Dave Marinoble, my coach now is his coach. Uriah's on my plays. Master Tong came down, Master Tong Lord. Marinoble helped bring him down too. But he left. He took Master Tong to Alpha Male, made his own thing, which is smart.
Yeah.
But he was at Marinoble's, my gym. You know what I mean? So we have more of a kind of history where he opened his own school. He took a bunch of the coaches and stuff. They started teaching there.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a. Dog, you know,
right?
Made a lot of money doing that, and you know, Sacramento was a hotbed for fights for a long time, and I couldn't do without them. But now, all that shit's over. We train, I'm over there. I work with those guys. I used to go to a couple practices a week before all this shit happened, but I'm you know, trying to mic them a lot. Trained a bunch of those guys. But they're good guys. They don't have a lot of big guys.
Right.
Yeah.
They're like, fuck, let's train, you know, the bigger guys.
It's been awesome, though, mixed martial arts in SAC, though. I mean, if you look at – I mean, I went up there and trained jiu-jitsu at their old gym. But then I went back up there for Uriah's fight that was at your guys' – what's it's the American One Center? Is that what it is?
Golden One,
yeah. And – man, that whole downtown area, they've totally redone it. It's so gorgeous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Man. Hey, no, it's an nice. Awesome town. So way to like wave the flag for them, and it's totally changed.
No, it's good. It's we were building a soccer arena. We got a major league soccer deal. So you know, that's supposed I don't know if everything went on freeze or whatever, but
yeah.
Fuck code, you know. Yeah, dude. Fucking it's, bullshit. Dog.
It is such nonsense.
It's bullshit. It's real, but the reaction to me, the reaction is kind of you know overboard here and there. But
yeah,
what can you do? You know.
Well, I've got Dale. Unless you've got another question, though, I know we're getting you know kind of far in time here, but I've got some. We're calling them shotgun questions. Kind of a this or that. So you tell us, you can either answer it just with the one word or you can elaborate, but it's kind of a this or that. So I'm going to fire off a couple for you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Beer or hard seltzer?
Beer.
Okay. Burger or pizza?
Pizza.
What?
Have you had round table pizza?
I have no idea what that is. Jeez. I have no idea what that is. Okay, never mind.
Hey, I got a smoker. I'm all into meat. But
okay.
Round table, pepperoni pizza, holla at you, boy.
Okay. I don't know what that is, but it sounds great. Go for it.
Well, he probably doesn't even know In-N-Out Burger, which is like.
I do know what In-N-Out is.
Yeah.
I do know what In-N-Out is. come at me all crazy. I've been there, man. I ate one.
It's about to get serious now. Mullet or mutton chops?
Fucking mullet.
Okay, good. Sauna or ice baths?
Sauna.
Okay.
Fuck ice bath.
Do you do any ice baths?
Cryotherapy, therapy, and we do the chamber thing way better. I can't get in the bath. I'm like a cat. Like I can't get in. Like, my body won't get in. I swear to God, I've tried. My body won't go in.
Wait, so you do cryotherapy instead?
Yeah, I do cryo, yep.
Nice. Snakes or spiders?
What do you mean? Fuck.
You gotta take one.
I'd hold a snake before I hold a spider.
Okay, there you go.
I like that.
This one's for Dale. Proper 12 or Jameson?
I've never had Proper 12.
Excellent. Keep it that way. Shit is garbage.
I've never had it.
Listen,
I'm not compelled to fucking go buy it. Or
I was so close to hitting stop record. If you'd have said I had my finger, I was ready.
I've never had Proper 12.
Keep it that way. It's garbage.
All right, last two here. Toilet paper. I know you're in the bathroom right now, so is it over or under?
It's always over.
Always over. Okay, good. I'm pretty sure only serial killers put it under, but yeah, thank you for saying that.
I saw this guy that said it was under, and he had complete conviction that it was under, and I'm looking like...
Who does that?
What the fuck are you talking about? Who raised you?
Yeah, exactly. Learn some manners. And then 2020, you know, this has been a weird start to 2020, but did you start 2020 with a resolution? Do you do resolutions? And if you did, what was your resolution this year?
I don't really do resolutions.
Good.
I feel like you should always try to fucking be the best and do your shit. Like, you shouldn't need a new year to fucking... I mean, I just wanted to fuck shit up this year, you know? That's all.
Awesome, man.
So let me ask you this. So much of what we do on our show is betting related. I mean, that's really kind of where we've been cutting our teeth is on MMA betting. I know it's kind of a 50-50 split on fighters we talk to, whether or not they give a shit at all about betting or anything in that nature. Is that something you pay attention to, whether or not you're an underdog or you're a favorite going into
a
fight?
I'm always a fucking underdog. Fuck them. I'm always underdog. But I make my people money, but they get mad because fucking they'll bet on me and I'll win, but the judges will say I lost. So
right.
My homies that bet all this money, I'm like, they're not really too mad at me. You know what I mean? They're like, Well, you won, but the judges fucking... But actually, I just started betting because I do pains picks every week or when there's fights.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm wrong. Sometimes I'm right. But more times than not, I'm right, you know.
Right.
So I actually started betting last week.
Okay.
On the card.
Yeah, I saw you were doing the pains picks thing for a while there, and I'm gonna be honest with you. Whenever you and other fighters do these pain that would do picks, right? I always you know, measure myself against what y'all are picking. Now all our stuff is decided way in advance because we try to look at the lines as far out as we can, but if it's fight night and you put out your picks or whatever the case may be, and I look at them and I see where we vary on some of them,
yeah.
I'm like, okay. Now I haven't, you know, now that we've got this rapport, be prepared. Shit talking's inbound whenever I'm right and you're wrong. I just want you to know. So it's coming. I'm just letting you know ahead.
Good. No, hey, there was a time where I had half of them wrong.
Right.
And about 2 months ago, I was like, I think 14 for 14 or 13 for 14. I swear to God.
Yeah.
All the fucking pigs. Everyone was like, dude, you're fucking.
Right.
But for me personally, I mean, I do the pigs, but some of them are political, you know?
Sure.
I'll keep it real. I'll keep 1,000. Some of them are political. I'm real good friends with a guy. I can't see him fucking lose. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, well, I mean, now that you've been on here, we can never bet against you. So you're like, dude, yeah, you're, thank
it's
you all, for that.
It's always bet the house on Max from here on out. That's the
100%.
Thank you, man. But yeah, that's how I feel. People are like, or even when I have two friends, or not, you know, two guys I know real well that are fighting. It's like, I'm not gonna pick. You know, it's like it'd be more harm in picking than at least on in the open. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
In the public, I really don't say shit, and then we're still square after. Like you fucking thought I was gonna get fucking knocked out.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So you can bet on yourself now. So legally, you can bet on yourself. Is that something you'd ever consider doing?
I don't think we can discuss that. I think that's illegal.
Okay. But, right.
Hey, I was plus 500 against Mike Perry, man.
Yes, and, you were.
I made a lot of people money.
Yes, you did. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I made a lot of people money. Everybody hit me up online. Bro, you fucking IUP, bro. From fucking New York, man. Fucking...
That's good. That makes me excited that you actually pay attention to it. Because some guys we talk to and they're like, I don't even know what that is. I don't understand. So that makes me happy that you're that
I like that I'm still an underdog. I'm still making people money.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be an underdog as long as I can.
Listen, I like it. But you keep rolling off, you keep rattling off these wins and getting better every time we see you, man. It's gonna be you're not gonna stay the underdog for long.
I can't believe it when I see them like. Okay,
right. Yeah,
I'm one like that, man. You know,
it's right. Less pressure, man. That's good.
So let's wrap this thing up like this. You've been super generous with your time. I appreciate it. One final question here: you are competing as a welterweight, which historically has probably been, in my opinion, the most talent-rich division the UFC's ever had. I know some people would contend that it would be the lightweight division, but I stand fast in my welterweight love. Who's somebody that used to exist? In this realm that you never got a chance to fight that you'd like to?
That I never get to fight?
That you never got to fight, whether GSP or an old 170 or just anybody. Hell, GSP, Pat Miletic. You want to roll
GSP
with Pat Miletic?
GSP would have been pretty cool. Yeah, GSP would have been pretty good.
Yeah.
That'd be a great matchup with your style.
Huh?
That'd be a great matchup with your style. What was it, last year you were second most takedowns, so a guy that's got great takedown defense.
Guess like, how the fuck did that happen? No, I know. I was walking in my car, and I got a Twitter update, and I said I was tied for second most with Curtis Blades.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that'd be a good clash of styles. I'd love to see that. Maybe. Yeah, super fight.
Yeah, I don't know. Is he coming back?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Since GSP is a hot-button topic right now, since this wannabe welterweight Conor McGregor put out his pound-for-pound list on Twitter the other day. And you know, every time that dude farts, it makes mainstream news. So let me ask you this. That pound-for-pound list, Anderson, him, GSP, and then John Jones, you putting any weight in that at all, or did he get it all wrong? In my opinion, he got it all wrong.
What's his thing?
He said it was Anderson Silva, number one. He put himself at number two all time, GSP at number three, and John Jones at four all time.
I don't think he's number two.
I agree.
He made the most money.
Yes.
You know? He made the most money, but I wouldn't say he's best.
I don't think he's best at all.
Yeah, fuck no, he's not the best.
Thank you.
He fucking talked about it. I'm sorry, I'm thinking right now, like.
Yeah.
Of course he's not the fucking best. Yeah, no. He made the most money.
Right.
I'll bet that.
Yeah.
I'd probably go... talent. I mean, I'd go Bones. GSP. Ben Anderson, maybe. Anderson's getting fucked up lately, which kind of fucks shit up, you know. And Jones never lost, even though he fucking fucks up and does all kind of dumb shit all the fucking time, which fucking idiot. But he still doesn't take away from his fucking talent that
right.
He's actually performed for those times in the ring. You take right. Everything else, you can argue with me about that, but you can't argue with me about fucking in the cage. You
just, for sure.
You know, in GSP, he's such a nice guy. And when he came back and did that to Bisbane, too.
Right.
That was kind of a little cherry on top of that. I've been on the go, and I come back, and then fuck him up.
Right.
You know? And then dips off again at a higher weight. Like
right. And it was a violent fight too. It wasn't like he just came in and sugarcoated and danced.
He never looked like that.
He came in
aggressive. He's just kind of in there, you know, just kind of in there, just trying to get the win. He didn't go out there and fucking show someone's fucking blood out, you know.
Absolutely, he absolutely did. Well, I can get on. I can get on board with John Jones at number one, if he can stay out of his own way. That really bums me out. And I agree with you. The more Anderson fights, the harder it is to make the argument for him being the GOAT. Man, he needs to.
If he would have stopped, like. He's kind of over the hill. He's been over the hill for, he fought what, DC fucking a few years ago, or like UFC
200,
like,
yeah.
Before that. So he should have stopped like before that. Like,
right.
After that, it's kind of, he fought Cannoneer and all these guys, and they just, Adesanya, he's just losing his, just, I mean, he's getting paid $500,000 to fight, so I don't blame the guy.
Right.
But for legacy, is tarnishing in that for me.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely tough. It's definitely a tough sell. The more he fights, and if he loses, yeah. But if he comes out, let's just say he comes out, I don't know, steps in split second and gets a great win over a guy like an Adesanya, steps in as a rematch and gets it, pulls a Michael Bisping 4 days notice, beats Luke Rockhold. I think it cements him further into the
end. I agree, and I want to have him. I love, he's probably the only person I haven't met in real life, Anderson. Yeah, he's always been a legend to me.
Right,
always been an inspiration. Watching back in the day, like, fucking, yeah. I mean, beautiful art, you know, what he does to these guys.
Right.
I like Anderson a lot. No, we're talking about him.
Okay, so let's do, all right. I know I said last question, but last question, because I can see it right now. Is there anybody out there that would make you fanboy out a little bit? Would it be Anderson? You said you never met him before. Is there anybody that you come across as an athlete, professional athlete to professional athlete, that make you fanboy out a little bit? Because I saw how you were with Michelangelo, so let's talk.
No, I seen Shaq. That was cool. I seen Shaq after I beat that fucking Russian. I don't remember that fool's name. A few fights ago, I fought some Russian.
Mm-hmm.
He was like 8-0 undefeated and all this shit. One of Ali's guys. Imadeyev.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
But after that fight, I was backstage walking around and fucking seen Shaq. Shaq's a fucking refrigerator. Like,
yeah,
you know, that was cool. I got a picture. I'm looking up, like, oh, fucking Shaq, you know, bust it up. But probably Anderson Silva, man, because he's so nice, or he seems so nice, you know, he seems so nice and talks to his voice, you know,
yeah.
He'd be cool to me. Oh, yeah, I think I would. Anderson Silva, yeah, I'd have to go look and get a picture or something.
I got you. All right, Max, I appreciate your time, man. Thanks for coming on the show. Everything's been great. And look, when this fight gets announced, July, August, whatever it may be, you know, you already know we're coming back. I mean, I had to chase you through the comment sections of your Instagram post. I'm going
to
chase you again.
To be fair. There's a lot of shit in there, man.
I know.
There's a lot of shit. I have a whole, on Instagram, it's like primary in general. There's a thing on your messages. I probably have 30 fucking interviews in my, the other side of that I just have to fucking get to.
Right.
It's just, it's hard to nail me down. Well, but when you do, it's good.
I appreciate you taking the time for us, man. That's that.
Yeah, thank you.
I feel like I'm gonna be fucking pissed. We fucking didn't do much.
Fair enough. All right.
I'll get to y'all interviews. Fucking relax.